From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Lately, there has been a lot of talk that what this country is going through now is the worst economic crisis since the 30s. But that's an American perspective. Other countries have gone through crises like this one a lot more recently. NPR's Martin Costi used to be our reporter in South America, and in this reporter's notebook, he says, this is all beginning to feel a little too familiar.
The deja vu hits me in the men's department. The store is practically empty. I'm at the cash register.
Hi. I think I'll take these.
I'm stocking up on sports coats. They're already pretty cheap last week, and now they're another 50% off. Also, I brought a coupon.
Okay. Yeah, it's this thing here.
And it's right here, as I'm digging for that coupon. This is where the deja vu sets in. The last time I bought sports coats like this, I was covering the financial crisis in Argentina. That was 2002. The deals in Buenos Aires were fantastic. $50 for a coat, $30 for handmade leather shoes, and the wine, amazing Malbecs, for $6 a bottle. Argentina had been expensive in the 1990s, but the country's prosperity was propped up by foreign loans, and that house of cards came down hard in 2001. The government flailed its way through a series of rescue packages, then froze everybody's bank accounts. For us, the foreign reporters, it was a strange time. We spent the day covering human misery, a middle class forced back down into poverty, lost pensions, whole families out collecting cans, barter markets cropping up in the middle of the city. Then we'd do our stories, upload them by midnight, and it was off to Café Dada for a filet mignon. $7. We knew how it looked, like we'd come to loot the place. I tried to play down my purchasing power, at least around my Argentine colleagues. People like Susana, a local TV reporter I hired as a guide on one of my first visits. Her own situation was pretty typical. The TV station hadn't paid anybody in months, but she kept showing up for work just to hold on to her job. We got along well, and after a while I loosened up. I mentioned a side trip that my wife and I were planning to Patagonia. Go see the sights. How could we not, I said, with airfare so laughably cheap. Right away I apologized. But even at the moment I had to ask myself, what exactly was I apologizing for? Here in the men's department, 6 years later, I'm still wondering. I'm also wondering if I can really afford all these sports coats. Now that America is having its own economic meltdown. This time around, I don't have the privilege of playing the detached foreign reporter. This time, it's my home we're talking about. The sales clerk gets my attention.
Sorry, let's try.
Sorry?
Yeah, they're scanning.
Oh, the coupon is not working?
No, I haven't scanned yet.
He's having trouble scanning in my coupon for the extra 10% off. Don't bother, I tell him. I've probably had enough discounts. As it is, Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.